What up, y'all? This is DJ Rob Swift coming to you straight from the dungeon, the lab, the studio, right here in Jackson Heights, Queens, New York City. But right about now, we're going to move on to the next segment of the show. I got a special guest in the house, a dear friend of mine for about 18 years, also hailing from Queens, New York, East Elmhurst, that is. I'm talking about none other than my man, Mr. Sinister. What up, yo?
What's good? What's good, Rob? How you doing, my man?
I'm chilling, man. Yo, thank you for coming down to the crib and checking out the show and sitting in on you know, what it is that we do, man. Play music, bug out.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's all love, man. Thank you for having me, man. You know what I mean?
For real, man. This feels weird, yo, because, like, me and you, we hang out on a regular, you know, and it's, like, funny to, like, sit you down in my house and tell you, yo, this is what we're going to do with the interview. And, we're going to break it up into segments. So it's funny interviewing you, man, because I'm going to ask you questions that I already know the answer to,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, I feel like you've been kind of like out of the scene for a few years now, and I want to kind of reintroduce you to people out there that may not really be aware of the legend that you actually are.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? And I know that you played a huge role in my growth as a DJ, helping me out back in the days, practicing and stuff like that.
Thank you.
And you know, obviously you were a big part of the Executioners, X-Men. But in recent years, you know, we haven't really heard much about you. So one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on the show was to kind of like re-expose you to the fans that we always had, and also introduce you to the new fans of this that are just, you know, coming up, you know, with avenues and outlets like online radio. You know, it's like a new day and age in music and promoting yourself. So I want to like really do my part to kind of like re-expose you to folks, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, yo, I guess, you know, we'll just start off by, I guess, me asking you, what's been going on with you, man, as of late? Like, what's the deal?
Well, yo, I've been chilling. Most of the main reason why people haven't heard from me in a minute is because I believe that a great artist sometimes has to take a break. I tried to move to a certain area. I tried to move to Virginia, actually. At one point, I felt that it was a better move for me. I felt it was a little more relaxed. I wanted more creative time. I was getting sick and tired of New York at that time. And, you know, I packed up and went down there. You know what I mean? And I had a lot of fans down in Virginia. There were a lot of people that would give me club work. I was doing stuff down there. But it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as being in New York. And I stayed down there for like at least 2 years. I was down there for a minute. I had gotten into some legal troubles.
Let me stop you there. And yo, like on the reals, like everyone listening to this right now, it doesn't get any realer than this right now, man. And honestly, I wasn't necessarily expecting you to talk about anything personal that you've experienced legally while you was in VA. I obviously know what's been going on with you, but you know, I know that all of us have a right to privacy as well, and I appreciate you even touching on that whole situation. So I just want you to know that, you know, feel free to say whatever you want or hold back whatever you want. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna violate your privacy, but it is good for people to know what's been going on with Mrs. Sinister and really hear it from you.
Yes,
you know what
yes.
I mean? So so on that note, you went on to say that you also experienced some legal problems.
Yeah, I had some legal problems down there. And like I said, again, I'm a real dude. It's like if this situation can help anybody else out there or touch anybody else and not to make the same mistake, I hope it can, you know? I got to, you know, I had a couple of fights down there. I had assault charges. I was driving. I had gotten stopped in the car. My man, he had some weed. I got arrested for it. And I was locked up for a good year. When I came out, I was on probation.
Wow.
I had broken up with my lady out there, and I was basically homeless. I had nowhere to go. I had to go into homeless shelters. I was out there in homeless shelters and had no employment. I had to put the pieces back together. And you know, it wasted a lot of my time out there. But within all of that, I still had good friends that were helping me out. They were telling me, look, man, you need to go back to New York, man. You need to get back to your roots, what you were doing. A lot of people that were hitting me up on MySpace, they, you know, especially at the time I was incarcerated, couldn't get at me. So, of course, they were like, well, you know, this guy doesn't have a phone and he doesn't, we can't contact him. You know, I lost a lot of business. Most of my business was done through the computer. So I got back on the computer and I started hitting people up every day. I started to keep contact. I had no phone at the time. So the best way I could stay in contact with people was through the computer. And I was just emailing people and stuff. And I came back to New York. I came back here. I finally got enough money to come back.
When was that?
That was actually in August. August 28th, I believe. Of
2009.
Yes, of 2009. I got enough money to come back. It was real frustrating, man. It was real frustrating. You know? I came back, and I was still going through some things out here when I came back. You know what I mean? You know, I'm a wild. So you know, I was a wild dude. You know, I'm the type of dude that, as you know, I go around. I like to explore things, and sometimes I went overboard in exploring certain things and maybe rub some people the wrong way. You know, I'm no longer like that at the moment. I've learned a lot of lessons as far as that. And when I came back, a lot of people still weren't, you know, they weren't apt to take me back in. You know, but through change of myself, I was able to gain that trust back with people, and people started to know that I was back and I was still doing my thing. And I was, you know, still in the midst of trying to make an album, which I'm still trying to do. I'm still doing that actually right now. And I had to get all my contacts back.
Right.
Because of being gone for so long and people not knowing how to get at me, you know, whatever. So I'm in the process of building myself back up. You know, thankfully, the fans, you know, the fans still support me, and love to all the fans. They still are there. Music is in my heart. It's never going to die.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you made a decision to leave New York City a few years back.
Yes.
And you went down to Virginia and you started to experience challenges and you made maybe some poor decisions.
Correct.
What made you leave New York in the first place? Like, was it that you were making the same kind of poor decisions and facing the same kind of challenges here, and you felt leaving was going to be a fresh start? Or like, what made you leave in the first place?
Well, I left in the first place because I felt that it was kind of hard up here for me. I had an apartment. It was kind of hard. I started to fall back on shows, and it was kind of hard for me to support myself. Things were real. I mean, my rent was really, it was really expensive. And I figured by going to Virginia, it'd be a fresh start, like you said, and it'd be a place where I can, you know, the rent is a lot cheaper, and a place I can restart over. I can always come back and forth to New York, I felt at that time. And what I realized, you know, as far as being out there, is that, you know, basically you take yourself where you go. You know what I mean? You take yourself where you go. So most of the things that were happening out here and out there were, I thought that if I just changed my environment, that it would, you know, it would go away. But apparently there was something more. There was something wrong with me.
Wow.
And that's what I had to realize. And I realized that wherever I go, I take myself.
Wow.
And most of the things that were even happening here were happening down there.
Right.
And I just couldn't put the two together at first. But,
right.
You know, then I started to realize, well, if these things are happening here and they're happening over there, wherever I go, the same things are occurring. It's not the area that I'm at. It's me. It's who I'm taking, who I'm walking with.
Wow, that's crazy. That's real deep, man. And, yo, man, I really appreciate you being so candid and honest right now. You could have made up anything, you know, when the topic crossed on to like what you've been doing with your life, with yourself, what's been your experiences in the last couple of years, why you haven't really necessarily been out in the limelight the way you were, you know, when we was rocking as executioner and
exactly.
so on and so forth.
That's right.
So I really appreciate your candidness and you being honest. I don't want to dwell too much on that part of your life, because I know your life is more than just maybe bad decisions you made.
Correct.
You know? But one last thing that I want to touch on with you is, obviously, now you're saying you finally came to a point in your life where you were able to realize that it wasn't the environment that was causing the problems, giving you the challenges. It was you yourself.
Exactly.
When did you realize that? Did you realize that? Was it a specific event? Was it a conversation you had with someone? Was it being incarcerated? What made you come to a point where you had that self-realization that, wow, okay, I get it. Like, it's me.
Well, I think one of the deepest situations was the incarceration. I mean, I was just, you know, I was sitting down and just realizing that I couldn't get out. Like, I've never experienced something like that in my life. I've always been running free. And just to sit down and know that you don't have your freedom anymore and you have to stay there in jail, you have nothing but time. You know, you can't play your music. You can't. The only thing you can do is read. And try to do things to pass the time, because 1 hour out here is like 3 hours in there. Like,
wow.
And, you know, I had a lot of time to sit down and reflect, to think about where I was, where I'm at now, where I'm going. And I definitely didn't like where I was at the present time. So I figured in order to change that, I had to do some deep soul searching and figure out what the problem was and try to change that problem before I'd end up. Because I was locked up one time, I got out, and then I went back. So I didn't want that to occur again. I knew that if I didn't change certain things, these same results would happen again. And I really had to sit down and tell myself, like, look, man, I'm getting older. There's certain things that I can't do anymore. I'm not a child anymore. You know, I'm young at heart, but there's certain things that you just have to leave alone as you get older. I had a problem with that. I had a problem with leaving certain things that I used to do alone, and that's always been a problem. At one point, I thought, man, you know, that's just me. You know, that's me. That's how I'm going to be. People got to accept it, but, you know, nobody has to accept that. You know what I mean? Nobody has to accept certain things, you know, especially if they're self-destructive things and negative things. Nobody, you shouldn't want to accept it. You know what I mean? And I was thinking the wrong way. That actually changed my train of thought, along with conversations from various people, you know, including yourself. You know, you've had this conversation, you know, a while with me. And, you know, when I came back to New York, when I told myself, when I got back, when I got out of jail, my probation officer, I had gotten violated the first time. And when I got back out, you know, I went through the probation. I did everything they wanted me to do. I refused to be stuck there. I followed through with everything. I took some certain classes, and I completed everything. Like, I didn't miss anything. I completed everything. They saw that I was doing well. They let me off probation. I was no longer stuck to the state. When I came back to New York, I was like, look, man, I'm going to make this. This is going to be a new me. You know, if anybody sees anything I put on, sometimes on my Twitter I put reborn or rebirth, and that means a lot to me, you know, because I feel like I'm reborn, and I feel like I've grown. It took those things to happen to me in order for me to grow, and I'm gonna actually put a lot of that stuff into my music as well. So
word, man. So I guess what you're trying to say is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly,
no doubt. So I got a question for you, man. Like, I've noticed that although you've been out of the loop for the past few years, skill-wise, you haven't lost a step. If anything, you've gained a step or two, and it bugs me out. And you and I were rapping about this earlier. How is it that you've maintained such an energy level on the turntables, although you've been experiencing all these different things, these negative things, you've been faced with all these challenges. Other people by now would have either gave up DJing, or although they have maybe kept up, they wouldn't necessarily sound as good as they did before, you know, they hit this kind of roadblock that you've experienced in the last few years. How is it that you've managed to get better?
Well, I can explain it like this. God gave me a talent, and music runs through my blood, and I know that because no matter how much if I'm away from it for a certain period of time, I just feel really bad. Even when I was locked up, I just was hungry. I was thinking of different types of ideas, hungry. And I told myself, this is the last thing that I want to do is give up. You know, it's either get busy living or get busy dying. And I've came too far. I've came too far with this music. I realized that God has given this to me as a talent. He's given it to me to use it. And all the negative stuff that I went through, I just use it as experience to me, and I try to take it all in and release it in a positive way. So when you see me on the turntables, you see all that energy coming out on the turntables. And some people do it differently. Some people hit bags. Some people go and they murder somebody. You know me, all that stuff, I figure to channel it to a positive way. What better way than to put it out onto the turntables? Just take all that frustration, all that stuff that I've been through, and just take it out and just come up with a dope routine.
Yo, that's real, man. Yo, on that note, y'all, Sin, I want y'all to demonstrate right now what I'm talking about. You know, I want y'all to demonstrate your skill level, you know, in 2010. You know what I mean? What you're about on the turntable. So you ready to cut it up?
I got the needle set up right here, man. I'm ready to rock.
Chop it up. All right, cool, man. Don't attempt to touch your dial. Don't go nowhere. Actually, go microwave some popcorn. Get a seat and sit down and really pay attention to what's about to happen, because it's about to go up another notch right now. You ready, Sin?
I'm ready, my man. I got everything set up.
Let's do it.
Not only snap on your... Crack the bone, crack your dome, making the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, making the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, making the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, bringing the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, making the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, bringing the noise, bringing the funk, crack your dome, making the noise, bringing the funk. Zone, I got it locked, but only if you feel the. I got it locked, but only if you feel the. Got it locked, but only if you feel the. I got it locked, but only if you feel the. Got it locked, but only if you feel the. Got it locked. Don't make me have to kill this. Back to get ya, put it in check. That's the mister. With his foot on your neck, shut your lips up.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Mr. Sinister. Killing it on the two turntables. Freaking it. Oh, man. Yo, there were routines that you did that were favorites of mine, like SWAT.
Thank you.
AJ Scratch.
Alright.
But then there was like other stuff that I haven't seen you do, like the joint with the Red Man, Method Man joint. The Big Pun joint. When did you come up with the newer routines?
Those joints, I came up with those the Big Pun joint I came up with a couple of years ago.
Wow.
A couple of years ago. I didn't have all the patterns to it. It was like just basically me feeling it out.
Right.
Pause. You know what I mean? But the recent patterns just came not too long ago, like a year ago.
Right.
Same thing with the Method Man and Red Man. That I created that a minute ago. I've done that a few places, but I haven't done it in too many places. You know what I mean? I try not to do my routines,
right,
the new ones, all the time. You know, this way, you know, when people see it, it's still like, oh, they haven't seen it before, you know? So I'm happy that it still has that impact.
Man, I don't know if the people out there that are listening to us right now really understood what happened 10 minutes ago. I mean, you just transformed into a beast and was just killing it and inspired me to want to practice harder. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, brothers like yourself are so accomplished, you know, have all these fans, but still figure out ways to improve themselves. You know what I mean? And you know, that's something that always drives me as well.
Yes.
You know, so for those out there, aspiring DJs that are listening, definitely take note. My man Sinister just blazed the turntables. They're on fire right now. And I'm just like really, really thankful again that you came down, man, to talk about what's been going on with you and to bless the turntables, man, for real.
Not a problem, man. And thank you for, you know, for having me as well. You know what I mean? That's always a blessing. It's always a blessing, man. You know how we do, Rob.
No doubt. Once again, this is DJ Rob Swift coming to you straight from Jackson Heights, Queens, New York. My lab, my studio. We got my man Mr. Sinister as a featured guest. Mr. Sinister's been, you know, kind of like incognito for the past few years, man, but he's back doing his thing, reintroducing himself to a brand new culture of hip hop, man. So on that note, let's switch gears. You know, you show cats that you still got it. If anything, you gained a step or
thank
two
you, thank you, thank
on the turntables. You know, why don't we just have you just get on the turntables again and just rock some joints, just bug out. Kind of, you know, we showed dudes what you're about on the whole turntable is scratch battle style side of things.
Yeah.
Let's just kick back and just listen to some cool joints. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that. I got something I'm setting up my joint right now. All right,
dope, man. Mm-hmm. Once again, with your boy DJ Rob Swift, we got my man Mr. Sinister about to kill it once again on some, like, you know, party rocking style DJing. So again, man, if you haven't finished that popcorn, grab it, sit down, chill out, and enjoy the music. Word up. You ready, Sin?
I got you. I got you. I'm already there.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, get it. Get it!
time to come and run, run, slide, slide, huh? Girlfriend drunk, so I'll round, round with her. I step inside your quiet mind, mind, you look. My we more things than grind, grind, you look. I'm looking at it, my aim, try, try, you look.
Put it, girl, girl.
You better grind, cause you ain't spending mine, girl. Bullet, bullet, playing and now grind, grind, work. The weather, Tim, Tim's voice, four, five, five, verse. Let me see the high notes on the left side. That's on the side, side. You saying, fuck, kill a house like a night watch. This how I walk up on your, hey. Show you how bricks get it live, yeah. The time runners of the block, showtime, yeah. I hit a chick, kick her out, I ain't dialing her. A gold digger, I can see the green mile in her.
Put it down, fool.
The flashy ones get robbed in the bathroom. You get up, yo, it's jewelry, it's costume, yeah. Rolling like drunk cowboys at high noon. Let me see the high newts on the east side, yeah. And hold me, it's getting high on the west side. A punk me, out of line, he can check light. I roll up on his and say, hey, put it down.
Who can? not attempt to adjust your dial. I'm transmitting live with the. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. I'm transmitting. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. I'm transmitting live with. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. I'm transmitting live with the hardcore. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. I'm transmitting live with the hardcore style. Fresh new kicks in the all-star glow. I'm up in the mix, this Paul Arch Pro. Straight out the gate with the fabulous track. And my devastating rhymes get the platinum plaque. For the underground world, every street and borough. Even out of state, large here to reach new levels. No doubt, came from out the dungeons of rap. Making use of the brain that was under the cap. Used to dig them dames that was from Iraq. Was out on vacation, but now I'm back. With the stick, drive and dive, gotta be live. Breathe life in the speaker and try to revive. This game, cast is laying under the fork. I'ma always reign, cause I'm from New York. And I'm radioactive. Radioactive.
think about, I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about you lately. Thoughts take me to when we were close. Addicted to your love, feel I need another dose. I know it's a feeling that should be long gone. Things seem to come up when I hear our song. Golden brown girl, it seems so long since I heard your voice. Where did the king go wrong? Emotions that they linger on. I guess cause I never knew a love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Good food and love, I need your warm. This here was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the breakup with Jen and Vince Vaughn.
Get the money, long time, no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who the f*** is living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young time don't pay.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely real play.
Yeah, try to get this loot anyway.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely real play.
Yeah, try to get this loot anyway.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely real play.
Yeah, try to get this loot anyway.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely real, man, know what I'm saying? Definitely real, man, know what I'm saying? Definitely real, man, know what I'm saying? Definitely, man, know what I'm saying? Definitely real,
yeah, try to get this loot anyway. Hey, yo, Queens get the money, long time, no cash. Queens get the money, long time, no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who niggas living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young mom don't pay. They looked at me and said, Queen, don't play. Do your thing, I'll do my kids, stay out of my way. Type hard, trying to survive in New York State. But can't stop till I'm eating off a platinum plate. Po-po comes around and tries to relocate me. Lock me up forever, but they can't deflate me. Cause having cash is highly addictive. Especially when you used to having money to live with. I pull a step back, look at my life as a whole. Ain't no lover, seen the devil done stole my soul. I'm out Philadelphia, selfie, P's not helping ya. I'm trying to get this Lexus up. Plus the cellular, yo, big noise.
What up, cousin?
I can't cope with all these crap. Kinda short in my rope.
Yo, it's the R-A-P-P-E-R-N-O-Y-D. Yo, it's the R-A-P-P-E-R-N-O-Y-D. Me coming straight out of QB, pushing the infinity.
With all these crap, kinda short in my rope.
Yo, it's the R-A-P-P-E-R-N-O-Y-D. Me straight QB, pushing the infinity. You ass ripping, I rip it constantly. Mental, definitely to the death of me. Cast, trust me. Touch me enough, snuff the bus, me. You're gonna have to, cause I blast you. My lyrical, like a miracle. Ill spiritual, I'm born with it. I'm getting on with it. And I'ma have it to him, and going with it. Cause I'm a what? Composer, farcore. A lyrical destructor. Don't make me buck up, cause I'm a wild mother. You know I flow, you know my steelo. Even pack my gap when I go to see my P.O. Jump out my hoopty, cast my gap in my loopy to my shorty. And guess my P.O. try to treat me to the alley. I know if I start wilding, tripping on. Around with the nice gold medallions, but she didn't violate me. So I escaped, see, back to Queens, pumping the fiends, making more cream, know what I mean? I'm a natural born hustler, I'm trying to cut ya, pull out my phone and pump.
Ain't no time for fake jacks, the brother's dead, fake jacks, can lay it on his back. The streets is real, can't roll without steel. I feel how I feel, cause I was born to kill. Do what I gotta, to eat a decent meal, brothers are starving. But trying to find a job, son, it's all about robbing. So don't be alarmed when we come through, we supposed to. If you were supposed to, get your face blown too. Off the map, cause I react and check. A brother was a blessing, well, so I act like that. Drug dealing, only messing shorties that's appealing. I'm fronting all the world once I start four-wheeling. Cause back on the 41st, I be doing ride. Sipping in your J, getting bent all night. You who that? Never seen him in my whole life. Step to his business, cause it's only right. Po-po ain't around, so I grab my pound money. Retaliated, so I hit the ground. My life was on the line, gotta hold my projects down. Can't see myself getting bodied by a clown. Nigga that ain't even from my town. Hit him up in the chest, now he's laying me down. Jetted up from under the benches, I started hammering silence. I stopped firing, they cut
diamond, dead into the crib piece. What a relief. Stash the heat, then proceeded to peep. Out the window, call my son, yo son, we got beef. But no question, money had a problem, so we saw him.
Bring the bass in. Walk you down the aisle proper. You a showstopper, girl, a jaw dropper. I can see me leaving Susan, bringing home to mama. What you're looking at is purebred stallion. I'm slaying it. You really care to know who's jaying it? How lucky are we? Catch you coming out the shower and I'm right there to wipe down your body. Spread that scented lotion all around your curves. Anything you want, all she deserves. Baby, calm your nerves. Make this work. The only thing you fear in life is being hurt. But I'm here to protect you. Thought otherwise, I'm here to correct you. You can trust me.
You
and I is on fire.
It's
so deep.
I got your back.
I got your back.
We in this
for life.
You and I is on fire.
We the truth. I'm by your side, baby.
Anything for you, anything for me.
It's a love thing. You and I, now that's a hot couple. Put us both in the same club, now you asking nothing but trouble. Watch them jumping out of red labels. Got my woman and the girlfriends dancing on the tables. Shut down the joint. Me, I'm just laid back in awe. Surrounded by the gangsters, puffing on a cigar. Baddest chick in the world, keep rank. Yes, the hottest chick on the planet, keep rank up. The question is, can you top that, homie? You could probably pull something close, but stop that, homie? Not even. Couldn't have that even if I stopped breathing. Don't hope for that, my ghost will be poking it still. Read my will. My boys get it all, no gimmicks. But I'm here to let you know my jump off is off limits. Life and love, you're made for a thug. Once I settle in, you made me a gentleman.
You and I, you and I.
My style is so amazing.
I say it now like I said it before.
No doubt. This is DJ Rob Swift, and you just got finished listening to my man Mr. Sinister play some joints. Yo, what kind of stuff were you playing just now, man?
I was playing a mixture of joints, man. That's what I usually do, like Sherilyn, Encore, you know, all the joints I grew up on.
Mantronics.
Mantronics.
Yeah, you play some joints, man. You definitely play some joints. Is that the kind of set that you play out when you're getting ready to do these shows and kind of make your comeback? Like, or were you just kind of just going off the top of the head today?
Well, today I was going off the top of the head, you know what I mean, with different variations of songs, you know what I mean? Some of the stuff in there I play during my shows, but this one was just like, it was special for you, Rob. You know what
Good
mean?
Looking out, man. Y'all got the exclusive Mr. Sinister set. You will not see anywhere else, or here, I should say. But yeah, man, it was fun, you know, watching you cut it up. It was fun watching you spin joints.
Thank you.
It was fun just vibing with you, you know, right here in the lab where you know, a lot of the magic and the effort and practice initiated all this in the first place. You know what I mean? So I feel like hanging out with you today, man, vibing with you on the show, hearing you play music was kind of like nostalgic for me, man, and I'm looking forward to us, you know, hooking up more in the future, man, and doing stuff together. You know, it's a new year, 2010. What do you have planned, you know, from here on?
Right now, man, I'm still planning to release my album, Heartfelt, you know what I mean? Title's still the same. I'm getting that underway. I also have a my man's Top Guns. I got a couple of other artists. I'm actually trying to put them out as well. And I'm actually trying to get them some distribution. And I'm actually trying to establish a label. I'm also doing a radio station, Easy Radio, of course. I'm spinning there every Sunday with Rugged One. So I'm also trying to get into some acting things too. So I'm just trying to network. I'm just trying to take it to the top, man. I'm trying to network, do more network, a lot of things, man. It's just, you know, it varies for me, man. I want to be into so many things. I'm going to focus and run towards what I want.
Well, you know, as long as you pace yourself and attack one goal at a time, I think you'll be all right, man.
Two words.
I think also, you know, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen with regards to the Executioners.
Yes.
I know since you've been back,
yes,
you've been involved in the stuff that myself, Total Eclipse, DJ Precision, Boogie Blind, have been trying to kind of organize and formulate for ourselves.
Yes.
You know, whether it be album stuff or touring. I know that in October 2009, just a few months ago, we celebrated the life of our dear friend, the Grandmaster Rock Raider.
Yes.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And It was great to experience being on stage with you and Sinister and Precision and Boogie Blind.
Yes.
All of us together.
Yes,
because
yes,
as we were speaking on earlier, there was a few years where you weren't really around.
That's right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
And I think that you being around us again is kind of like recharged us all. Not necessarily from a skill point of view, because
yes,
we're always gonna try to excel and practice. But I think from a fun perspective, like it's like I feel like, you know, I'm 19 again.
Yeah,
vibing with you, practicing. You know what I mean? So it's great to have you on the show. It's great to be around you, Sin.
Thank you.
And I look forward to what you got coming out on your own, and I look forward to working with you in the future. For those that are listening, we got a lot going on. We got a lot on the table that we're about to unleash on y'all this year.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Where could people give you a shout online, be it MySpace or whatever?
They can go to Facebook, they can go to Twitter, they can go to twitter.com / Mr. Sinister.
All right, dope.
They can also go to my Gmail. Those are the ones I'm really on most,
right,
mostly. And that's DJ Mr. M-I-S-T-A, S-I-N-I-S-T-A, DJ Mr. Sinister @gmail.com.
There you go. You got the man's personal email address.
Too many people got that.
You know, so, you know, for the booking agents out there, you know, people that are looking to hire some sick DJing, and I don't mean just cutting and scratching, I mean party rocking as well. You know, holla at my man, Mr. Sinister. You know, you won't go wrong. And trust me, man, this is a legend that y'all experienced today, man. So, Sin, I want to thank you, man, for coming down and blessing the turntables and helping me, you know, get this show, you know, together, man, because, you know, I'm kind of new to this, man, and I appreciate you coming down and helping me out and playing some joints as well, man.
Not a problem, Rob, you know what I mean? Thank you for having me as well, man, and thank you for all the fans that are listening, and thank you for everybody that took out the time to listen to the story, and hopefully they got something out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you, you know, like, coming correct and explaining your situation and not holding back, man. I think that you are a symbol for a lot of people out there, man, that, like, you know, it's not about money and being famous. A lot of times it's just about, you know, staying alive and being able to avoid a lot of pitfalls.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I think that, you know, you are a great example that no matter what challenges you're facing in life, man, you know, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about whether or not you can take a hit. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's it. And get up from it.
And get up from it, man. Right. So, Mr. Sinister, thank you for coming down. Once again, this is DJ Rob Swift. I'm going to get back into some joints for y'all. Check me out, Rob Swift, myspace.com/DJ Rob Swift. You can catch me on Twitter as well. Or you could just log on to my website, www.djrobswift.com, for tour information on myself as well as the Executioners. One love.